Fish camp is an annual tradition going back thousands of years for Yupik people living along the Kuskokwim River. But fishing restrictions this year have hit many families hard. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has the story.
Ayanna Dole prepares to visit fish camps downriver from Bethel.
We're going downriver to the native village of Nabuskiak, and they rely heavily on the salmon, and hopefully they're getting their needs met. And that's what we're gonna go find out.
The 28-year-old Alaska native is a fisheries technician for Bethel's tribe, ONC. He asks people about their subsistence needs and run timings for kings, chums, and sockeye salmon. The information Dole gathers is reported to the Kuskokwim Salmon Working Group, which is helping federal and state biologists manage the fishery. This year, they say surveys are hard to get because people are angry about restrictions. Many won't talk with them. Just outside Nabuskiak at a simple camp with alder drying racks, Elder Sophie Jenkins agrees to take a survey. She says restrictions are traumatizing.
I looked at genocide and it says like this. People make policies and where people have no say with the law, with the policies and rules and regulations.
And how does that make you feel?
I'm very familiar with oppression and, you know, trauma. And that's how I feel right now.
After 2013 showed the weakest king salmon run on record, managers of the Kuskokwim River fishery are not allowing directed king salmon fishing. That means the 8-inch mesh nets that were introduced by the commercial fishery in the 50s and 60s and have become commonplace in YK Delta households have been banned completely. Instead, fishers have been limited to short, 4-inch mesh set nets. They're much less productive, and many fishermen don't own them. Some say purchasing the net is too expensive. Now it's late in the fishing season, and managers have been allowing short openings with 6-inch gear for chum and sockeye salmon. Jenkins ordered the 6-inch net, but she says she couldn't find one in Alaska. They were sold out, so she ordered one from a company in Tennessee.
And I'm still waiting. It's been a week. And I know there was fishing yesterday, and I was so depressed. I don't have anything hanging.
Residents along the Kuskokwim say the restrictions have created haves and have-nots. In nearby Oscarville Slough, Arvin Dole, the uncle of the fisheries technician, is having better luck. His fish rack and smokehouse are full of glistening red salmon. A former bank manager from Bethel, Dole had the cash to buy the net required this year.
It seems over the last 5 years, maybe every year it seems like they changed the mesh size on us, and everybody had to invest more money. And a lot of people don't have jobs, and we're unable to buy the nets. Some people still can't afford even a 60-foot long whitefish net.
And even how much does a net like that cost?
About $300.
His nephew says he sees why people are upset, but he also worries about extinction.
They'd like to open the big king net gear so they can target more kings and get more kings on the rack. You know, they're so used to seeing the fish return that they think no matter how hard they fish that they'll always come back, but that's not true.
At the time this story was filed, Elder Sophie Jenkins was still waiting for her net to arrive. If it comes in time, she says she hopes to get some fish on her rack. She says getting chum and reds is good, but they miss their kings. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.